An email from Tamara DiPolito's campaign to state Democratic leaders Monday asked for their help collecting the more than 1,000 signatures she still needs to receive in order to formally appear on May's primary ballot. But while asking for their help, campaign officials also chided fellow Democrats in the letter, saying DiPolito's candidacy had been, quote, thwarted by inaction by Democrats at the local level.
If you're party chair and you read that, said many of you thwarted our efforts and made it immensely difficult to get our petition signed. Would that make you warm and fuzzy and say, gee, I want to go out and help her now?
That's Putnam County Democratic Chairman Dave Bomer, who says sending a poison pen letter is a classic mistake by political first-timers looking to motivate their constituencies.
You know, it's that old adage, you attract more flies with sugar than with vinegar, but it's amazing how many people, including people in politics, don't understand that, or at least the neophytes in politics still.
But DiPolito says she had to try a new tactic after months of indifference to her campaign while Evan Bayh was still in the race.
We have begged and pleaded and asked nicely, you know, for months. And we have received really fascinating, rejections, basically.
Candidates for federal office in Indiana have until Tuesday at noon to hand in 4,500 signatures, 500 from each congressional district, in order to take part in the primary election. DiPolito says she's had trouble collecting signatures from the state's 8th congressional district and isn't sure she will meet the deadline. Once signatures are submitted, clerks have until Friday to certify the signatures against rolls of registered voters to ensure there are no irregularities which would cause a signature to be thrown out. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.